And we are here together again. Wow. My name is Brian. You're listening to You Know Who, Clarity Radio. And today is the 8th of February. It's about 4 minutes to 10. We are recording this broadcast for the February 9th broadcast. So it's going to be posted on the morning of February 9th. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. We have so much to go over. And many of you will be very, very excited. Many of you will be shocked with some of the information you're going to learn. And try to listen to the broadcast three times. You've got to listen to it three times. Then it will stay in your gene memory. That's why you listen to it three times. So before we get into the actual guts of everything that we want to talk about. Guts is the wrong expression, but what the heck. This is what's written for me to say. No excuse, Brian. Okay, so here we go. Before we start, we've got a song, a tune, something very important. And we're going to play this every time before we do the actual guts of the broadcast. And I have to come up with a better word than guts, but I will, through time, as they tell me my new lines. Remember, you know, before you come into this incarnation, your whole incarnation has already been written. And those of you with the pendulum, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to the broadcast. And thank you, thank you, thank you for telling me that I did not tell a lie, that everything was truthful. And so the last four broadcasts, you're up there and you're checking on me. You're making sure I'm speaking the truth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And continue to do this now. If I make a mistake, something's not correct, please text me. You can text me directly and let me know. But you haven't told me that anything I've spoken in the last four broadcasts is untruthful. So I thank you. So you can also use the pen and verify that this next song that you're going to listen to, and it's a musical score by Hans Zimmer, and it's called Time from the movie Inception. But what's really important about this tune, it's really important that it has a frequency. There's a frequency about this tune that by you opening your window, wherever you are, just slightly about 1 inch, and by you calling your guardian angel, and by you asking God to lift any bad spirits off you that's there to harm you, or you picked up from a gathering, a social function, from a funeral, from work, meeting with your in-laws, outlaws, whoever, if you met people that you don't feel comfortable with, in a lot of cases, they will send bad spirits to you. Now, you can listen to this tune and ask your guardian angel to help you lift these spirits off and destroy it. And that's what you got to do. So I need you to listen to this first, because I want to make sure that there's no spirits on you that will prevent you from accepting what I'm saying. That's why this is so important. Everyone who listens to my broadcast, before we do the broadcast, we're going to have this tune. Unless I'm told differently, this is what we're going to do for now. So we are now going to go to Inception, the movie score, and it's called Time, and we're going to listen to it, and we're just going to do it, and when it's done, those spirits should be off you. Then I will get into the actual broadcast, okay? So we'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. And there we are. It's done. Now, just be calm and know that likely something has come off you. And some of you may have felt something come off you. So having said that, let's start. It's been a tough 2.5 years, 3 years for a lot of people, particularly since COVID started. Many, many have suffered economically, socially, health, many have suffered. But for most of you, this is coming to an end. That there is hope. There's hope. And it's real hope. And I want to say to you that before I move on, he's saying, pendulum, pendulum, pendulum. Okay, those with the pendulum verify that this musical score by Hans Zimmer, Time, is the title of the score, is the most powerful, powerful musical tune in the world to lift spirits off. So verify that. There's no other musical score. It's about frequency. It's not about just listening to the song. There's a certain frequency that will basically drive these spirits off you. This is what this is about. There's no other musical score that can do this. And I need to explain something else, why this is the case. I come from the future. Rather, I came from the future. And when I landed here on this planet, the first expression I would have said is WTF. And it would have been a huge shock because in many ways, I am a genius, in many ways. And the pendulum, you can verify that. And there is 144 of us that came from the same planet, from the future. They all came with me. They all report to me. And Hans Zimmer is one of them. He is a genius. So there are, and I don't want to talk about other geniuses. Some of them, you know who they are. They're well known. They're billionaires and so on. But they all report to me. And whatever I say, they have to do. And so with the pendulum, verify that what I'm saying is true. And I'm not going to ask them to do anything that is there to harm anyone. It's for the betterment of mankind. All 143, they are there to support the work that I'm doing, that we're all doing together, the 144. So there are some very, very bright, genius people who have experience from the future that has the ability to help resolve many of the problems on this planet, whether it's academically, it's socially, the economies worldwide, the banking system. We have people in place that is there specifically to help restore balance. And they're there. And we are going to win because the walls are not going to come tumbling down. We're not going to let the walls come down. And many of you have been with me many incarnations. Many of you. And it's important for you to understand that this is not our only incarnation. And when you take a look at Scripture, where Scripture says, and I don't want to get into Scripture because it makes me crazy in the head, because there's so much that is misrepresented to mankind. But when the Scripture says you only have one life, the one life is defined as 1,600 separate incarnations. And so take the pendulum and verify that one life is equal to 1,600 incarnations. So if you've had 800 incarnations and you're about to have another one, that's still your one life. it's very important that you understand this, that I'm in compliance with what the scripture is saying to this point, but I do not agree with scripture where it says that we should forgive each other. I have a big issue with this. And because of this one issue, major reset has taken place in reference to those who teach the word. 70% of those who teach the teachings of Christ, the Bible and so on, they're all going through back karma now. It just started this week. 70% is going through back karma. And the main issue that they're going through, they're likely going to have a very serious health issue if they don't correct this. They are teaching people to forgive each other. This is the big, big problem that we have on this planet, is that they are teaching you to forgive. And when they teach you to forgive, you are attracting people to harm you. And the people who harm others, there's a true struggle between the light and the dark. And so the dark is very much aware of how they can really mess the light up by basically going after, targeting people that forgive each other. And they'll come after you and they will do some harm to you and you will forgive them. But what happens in the next incarnation, that you come in together with that person who harmed you, and you give them a permission to harm you again, if that's the math equation. And B, you, if they don't harm you, you take on their spiritual debt. It could be going through something similar with someone else or with the same person, or having some sort of disease or something else. But whatever the case is, you encourage people to come and harm you. But if you replace forgiveness with simply letting go of your anger and revenge, and you're sincere about this, and if you have to take it in your own bedroom, someplace silent, someplace, and take the extra time, effort, and sit down with God and say, Father, that person who did ABC to me or to my family or to others, I sincerely let go of my anger and all my revenge. And if I've cursed someone, please forgive me. That's what you have to say. Why? Because it's a software program. We're all part of a software program. And I want to talk about Russia and Ukraine, but he's got me talking about this. And we're going to get into Russia and Ukraine and the United States government. It's coming down the pipeline in the next segment, maybe. But this information that we're sharing with you is so vital. It's so vital that you understand this, that you teach your loved ones, your spouse, your friends, your in-laws, the outlaws, teach everyone that you should never, ever forgive another human being. You should never, never do it. And those with the pen verify that what I'm saying is true. Yes, see, it's spinning fast, you know. You know that you're not supposed to do it. So please, if governments, if they really want to offset some of the bad stuff that the spiritual debts they have accumulated from other incarnations and accumulated from this incarnation, if they really wish to reduce that, they would be smart, number one, to get me into the public, get me into the stadiums, get me on TV broadcasts, and get me where I can address the many issues around the world, why things happen. The other day, a couple of days ago, the anniversary of the earthquake in Turkey that killed 50,000 people. Why did that take place? It was because of bad karma. Now, the answer is not here. We're in the matrix. And so we've already had our experience before in another incarnation where we had 100% free will. And so based on that experience of 100% free will, we come in here, but we actually go somewhere else first to try to correct. We have another life where we try to correct the 100% free will. And if we don't do such a great job, then we end up here. And this is where we really pay our spiritual debt. So we are here to go through sowing and reaping. Now, the sowing and reaping only just started 100% just very recently. I went through hell fighting with the dark, where the dark had, through religion, they had their own understanding. We call this man's understanding, where they were basically transferring other people's bad karma to good people. That's what they were doing. And so we've got, you know, Billy Joel, the song in my head, Only the Good Die Young. Well, why is that song written? Is to remind us on some level that the good is taking on other people's bad karma. That's a good example. And so we have now moved. We're moving forward. The dark side had a software program whereby, you know, when I was Albert Einstein, you know, verify I was Albert Einstein, also verify I was William Shakespeare. I was, and you know what? I really don't like sitting down and watching a play, like, unless my seat is nice and white. I find that the seat that I sit in is so narrow, and it must have been some karma I'm going through in this incarnation when I was William Shakespeare. Maybe that's how I created the theater in England. I don't know. But I was William Shakespeare. And so verify that. I was among Benjamin Franklin. I was Tesla. You know, Leonardo da Vinci. You know, all these different people. I come back to have a significant impact on the planet. That's why I'm here, and I've got 143 genius people. They are reporting to me, and I can communicate with all of them telepathically. I don't need to send instructions face-to-face. I don't need to phone them. I can just send a message to them, say, I need you to do this, 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 and they will get the message, and they'll do it. That's what's going on here. And so I really need people to focus on the fact that this is for real. I mean, we did that healing for you through time, the song, the musical score. And so you should be able to say, okay, yeah, you know, it's starting to make sense. It's starting to make sense. You know, my association with University of Toronto, you know, I remember talking to someone who has a very important role in raising funds for research programs at the university. And I remember having lunch with her at the university. And I said to her, I said, you know what, in the last 10 years, University of Toronto has not come up with anything of significance in the way of research discoveries. And she said, you're right. But I don't have that general knowledge. I was just able to discern. But the good news is now, U of T will be coming up with some good discoveries, because the reason why they weren't able to come up with these discoveries because they were going through bad karma and were in the matrix. And they were supposed to go through exactly what they were supposed to go through. Now, if I'm going to help them with research, because I'm the man that people come to when they want the last 20% of the technology corrected or enhanced. That's who I am. I am the guy. There's no one else. I'm the guy that people can turn to and say, Brian, because I've already done it. Okay? I know I can do it. And so Just trust. You know, just recently, someone came up to me and the unfortunate news about King Charles. And someone says, Brian, you called it. You said that he had the cancer. And like three or four people came up to me. And, you know, okay, so I was able to discern because basically I can discern anybody. If King Charles was on Mars, I could, in fact, if he was in another universe, there's 144 universes. If he was in another universe, I can discern his health. That's the level of my gift. He doesn't need to be in front of me. But I do know that if he had done something for me years ago, things would be much different for him. You can take the pendulum. In Toronto, I asked him to, we had a message to him when he came to Toronto to, I wanted to interview him, do a radio interview. He said no. And then I had someone deliver a message, an envelope to him to deliver a message to Stephen Hawkins. Because a lot of what he was saying wasn't true. And I wanted to be on stage with him in front of everyone and go over his black holes, his concept of God, everything. I want to go over everything. But that did not happen. And he was supposed to make sure that happened. And he didn't do it. And then there's a situation with Princess Diana. And I'm not going to get into that. But I'm just saying, the point is, if someone presents Brian Farnham to you, don't refuse me. I'm just trying to say, don't refuse me. And don't make fun of me. I have a huge responsibility. And I am not going to watch. I am not going to watch this world destroy itself. I'm not going to let anyone get off with some dumb excuse. I'm not going to let anyone get off with a statement that we will not stop unless we have victory. And what is your definition of victory? The media, why are you not asking the question, what is the definition of victory? When I was Albert Einstein, I said one of the most important things to ask is to ask the right question. The media, why are you not asking the right question? So that question needs to be asked and it needs to be answered. It's very, very, very important. So I had to go over all this stuff here before I can get on with what I have to get on with. But it's really good because we don't have to accept World War III. We're in a position where we can move forward and not accept World War III because the main software program in the Matrix has been shut down to take us into World War III. So that's really good. So what I'm going to do now, we're gonna go and take a break, and we're going to listen to this next musical score. And listen, please, I'm asking you, don't go and grab a coffee and tea and just walk off. Sit down and listen to the words of the music. Listen to it. We've been here before, you know. You have to listen to the words, and it's a beautiful, 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 another beautiful musical score by Hans Zimmer. Remember, he's a genius. Like, he doesn't like to read music. He can just play the instruments without the music. He's an absolute genius, and he's from the future, and he came with me here. And so, again, these people are here to really help you and help the world. Okay, my name is Brian, and you know you're listening to Clarity Radio. And again, this is, we're still February 8th, and this broadcast is for the February 9th broadcast 2024. We'll be right back.
I'm not gonna be an optimist about this. How am I gonna be an optimist about this if you close your eyes?
Yes, I'm back again. Brian is my name, Clarity Radio. Again, this is for the February 9th. We are in the studio February the 8th, 2024. We are doing the actual live recording. Yes, we have to be an optimist. This is what it's all about. And we simply can't sit back and watch the walls tumbling down. We've got to realize that we've been here before. And where is that coming from? We've been here before Groundhog Day. Everyone has a past life spirit. Everyone. Pendulum, verify. You have a past life spirit, which is the memory of your groundhog experience. So when you do have this experience of deja vu, that's where it's coming from. That spirit is saying, hey, you've done this before, or you felt this, or you've sat in a chair and you looked at the wall and you, hey, this feels familiar. I've never been in this house before, but you have in another incarnation. That's where that comes from. And so ministers who are teaching the word of God, from this moment on, stop saying there's no past lives. I need you to really, really understand this. Stop saying it. There is other incarnations, but our one life makes up 1,600 incarnations. If you've got the gift to discern, verify it. If you get the answer, no, you're not getting it from the light. I'm being very blunt. Very, very blunt. And so we just got to know that there is a real struggle between the light and the dark. There's no question about that. Well, it's even worse than that. There's the light, dark, then pure evil. And pure evil is basically individuals who have the ability to really mess you up, send energy to you, bring cancer into your body, different diseases, cause you to have a car crash, whatever it is. And they work outside the software program. Even though we think it's part of the software program, these are people who are not supposed to be here. Most of them are not supposed to be here, but yet they're here. So, and maybe they are. You know, I don't completely understand it, but there is a struggle between the light, the dark, and pure evil. And I've had my share of being attacked by pure evil over the last 2.5-3 years, and it has not been easy. But the whole experience of me being attacked and almost dying several times by the energy that they would throw on me for me to have a massive heart attack, I've been able to now be able to deflect that, and I don't have to worry about that anymore. It's really, really good, okay? And so I did a whole bunch of things which I can't talk about, but I don't need to really worry about it like as much as I did. But maybe down the road, I may have to worry about it. Anyways, here we go. Russia, Ukraine. So the deadline, February 15th, is a real deadline. That means that Russia and Ukraine has to be on its way to negotiate peace. This is no joke. It's no, you know what? Brian's crazy. You know, I'm not going to listen to him. Be smart and listen to me. February 15th is the date, but at the same time, if someone does not move towards peace, that's because they're supposed to do that. It's kind of crazy. Remember, before you came into this incarnation, everything was written. So if it's written for peace not to happen, well, that's supposed to take place. But here's the deal. On this date, the February the 8th, again, 2024, Ukraine now has bad karma now. For the rest of the war, Ukraine has bad karma. Russia does not. We're talking on a micro level. You know, there's going to be individuals on a macro level. We're talking on a macro level whereby we're just talking about the whole group of everything. Whereas on a micro level, there are individuals that have back harm on both sides. But just to look at Ukraine on a macro, it is bad. So that means that they're not allowed to receive as much funding that they're looking for. And interesting enough, which I'm going to cover later on, but other countries had bad karma obligation to Ukraine to provide them with the funds to fight the war. But now, as of today, February 8th, these other governments, countries, no longer have the bad karma to Ukraine to give them more money to fund. So the problem is now, is if they cannot fund the war, they're going to be forced to negotiate. And by them being forced to negotiate, we're going to be able to have peace. And we don't have to worry about Ukraine. Yes, I'm saying this right now. We don't have to worry about Ukraine taking us into World War III. See, we've been chasing the wrong horse. And that's the big problem. I've been trying to say this, but no. I couldn't say this because the other world leaders had karma, bad karma to Ukraine. So now they can back away. They can back away. And that's what they need to do. So this should encourage both sides, along with the Western world, along with NATO, the UN, everybody coming together, working together, sitting around that round table. You want a round table, you don't want a rectangular table or a square table. Never negotiate peace outside a round table, because you change the energy. You want a round table. Besides, it's easier to pass the food around. If you've got a little spin wheel in the center, you can just spin that wheel and you can just say, hey, that's my sandwich. It's a lot easier than having a square rectangular table. You know, how do you do it? You need a freaking train model come around with the food on the back. I mean, it's too difficult. You know, too much construction involved. But anyways, I know I'm having a little bit of fun. But here, so we can move towards peace. And now the thing is, Zelensky and Putin, if they really do this, a lot of the spiritual debts are going to be waived. Because the Matrix says, we'd rather waive your spiritual debts, even though you've killed and slaughtered and injured a lot of people, both of you, you're both responsible. The Matrix is saying, hey, let's waive your debts, so that you don't go and really mess us up and take us into a World War III and the whole economy, everything collapses. People are just killing, everyone's killing each other around the world. Everyone's just killing everyone around the world. I mean, in Chicago, this is a little small example. In Chicago, there's places in Chicago the police won't even go into. And this is not even World War III. This is in the United States. And in that area, people are just raping, killing, doing all sorts of things. The police, that they don't want to go in there. Can you imagine if we've got World War III? Who's going to help you? But we don't need that. And the people who have been killed, injured, displaced, well, they're going to have a better incarnation after this one. At least most of them. So that's what's going to happen. That those people, they didn't die in vain. They're going to be compensated. But it doesn't. That statement doesn't help the families that have lost a loved one. I get it. But it should get better. And we have to have a different attitude. We have to have a different attitude. So let's get on with the United States government. And the United States government, you know I love you very much. you know I love the United States. You know that. Well, people, you know I love everybody. I have love for everyone. But the good news is today, the dark cloud over the United States government has been lifted today. A huge dark cloud. That's been lifted. That's to do with karma. Major karma. If this was not lifted, the United States would be looking at a major economic collapse, World War III. Of course, if they're looking at that, we're all looking at that. And this is why we have to have a different attitude towards the Americans. The Americans, God help us, if they collapse, we're in big trouble. So we, particularly the Canadian government, you always have to have a good attitude towards the United States, and the United States must always have a good attitude to Canada and all other countries. This matrix is about bad karma, good karma. And so the good news with the United States government is the major economic karma that the United States had, particularly in the last 20 years, they've been funding a lot of other countries, particularly Israel. Now this has been lifted. The reason why you've been funding, for example, Israel and other countries is because it was bad karma. Now, the Republican Party in the United States, you are correct. You are correct with the stance you're taking is to cut back funds with Israel and the war in Ukraine. You are 100% correct. The only reason why you're correct is because the bad karma has been lifted. And through the crystal lattice, there's something that's called the crystal lattice. When I was Einstein, I spoke just briefly, and I wrote about it. And the crystal lattice is where we get our thoughts from. This is where we get our thoughts. And what was happening with the crystal lattice, and one day I'll go deeper into the crystal lattice, but what was happening, particularly in the last 3 years, I'm just going to go 3 years, I won't go beyond that. A lot of the thoughts that we've been getting, particularly world leaders, has been coming from the dark side. The dark side took control of the crystal lattice and was giving us information basically to destroy each other. So that's been corrected. So many of the world leaders are going to be getting better thoughts of how to solve problems. But at the same time, the 144 geniuses that has come from the future, they're going to be helping the world leaders. And I'm going to be helping them. But there is not one world leader that has come from the future that is a genius. It does not exist. And that's where I said many broadcasts back that many, many people in political power, if they have to organize a four-car funeral, they can't do it. They're not programmed to do it. And it's not their fault. It's a program. But that's going to change. All they got to do is listen. And they have to listen, and don't go with their own understanding. Otherwise, when they leave this incarnation to go somewhere else, they're going to be in bad shape. They're going to have a huge karmic debt to pay, particularly if they're making policies, creating policies that is driving people to go bankrupt, can't pay their mortgage. I can just go on and on, commit suicide, divorce, whatever it is. And they're not looking at the bigger picture. And they're just thinking, well, geez, you know what? Let's go to World War III. And if we go to World War III, at least we can just wipe out all the government debt. All governments can do that. No. That's not the game. And that's not allowed. what is allowed is for us to come out with a common sense political policy worldwide, all Western countries, you know the deal, the Olympics, political Olympics, where everyone's swimming together in the same movement. You know the deal. Everyone's on the same page. Everyone's got to be on the same page, but with common sense, not to destroy the balance of power. Very important, do not destroy the balance of power, and do not destroy the common sense initiatives that is required to maintain balance. That's what needs to be done, and much more. So, United States will now be, what's the word? They will be the one to become a major peace broker, because they don't have to give billions and billions and billions and billions to fight some war that can be solved. It can be solved because the karma has been lifted. That's why. It's a great opportunity for the leadership of the United States to take this important role. Otherwise, we are looking at economic collapse and a potential of World War III or some other controlled war. We don't need to go there. What we need, again, is a common sense policy. Now, I want to also say is that there is a lot of hatred. There is a lot of hatred, particularly in the media, particularly the comedians making a lot of fun of people in power. And these individuals, they don't realize that they're going to have to pay the price, because they're slandering these people. And it's not a good idea. You no longer can get away with being a comedian and slandering a political family day after day after day. You will pay the debt. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to go to our next song. Never Enough. This is a beautiful song. And when I come back, we're going to talk about Canada and Quebec. And I'm going to move a lot quicker with the rest. I have so much to go over, but I will try to cover it very, very quickly. But I'm looking forward to talking about Canada and Quebec. And by the way, the French people, I love you. You know I love you. You know, stop. Even when you talk poorly to me, I don't care. I love you. I'm only going to send back love right back to you, because I truly do love you, and I'm here to help you. So my name's Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio. Yep, and we're going to be right back. Thank you.
I'm trying to hold my breath, let it stay this way, can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me, getting louder now, can you hear it echoing? My hand, will you share this with me? 'Cause darling, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all